Hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, and I thought I would just sort of take over Phil's computer. No one knows that I'm here. I'm taking over his computer. Usually, the guys come in here at night and they begin the production of the Phil Hendry Show. But what I'm doing is I'm sort of sneaking in, and I'm going to just sort of serenade you a little bit and give you my thoughts and feelings on what's going on in Phil's life right now. My name is Margaret Gray. Many of you know me from years past. I've been with the Phil Hendry Show, my God. Frank, how long's it been?
Well, that's
Well, you sleep on that, okay?
well, no,
Sit down over here. How?
I think about 30 years, something like that.
30 years we've been with the Phil Hendry Show?
My understanding.
Your understanding. Well, I know it's been a long time, all the way back to Ventura, when I called his show one day and some hillbilly was on there. Why
Well, there's a hillbilly, and here, let me.
don't you get a chair here and move in, Frank?
What it was a hillbilly, and it was a young man, and it called Margaret. No, it called Phil.
It called up Phil.
Yeah.
I mean, he called up Phil.
What?
No, just go ahead.
Well, anyway, it was a young man. It was a young sailor that was stationed over here at Point Mr. Magoo.
Point Magoo. Don't make that joke, Frank.
I'm not making a joke. What's the name of it?
It's called Point Magoo.
All right, God Almighty. For years I called it Mr. Magoo, and everyone went, "Yeah, that's right, Mr. Ray." And I said, "Okay, I just wanted to make sure. It's a naval air station, right?"
Yes, the Naval Air Station here in Southern California, in the locale where the Phil Hendry Show has traditionally broadcast, is the Point Magoo Naval Air Station. And for at least 6, 7 years, Frank would say, "What you'd say? Let me. I want to get over to Mr. Magoo."
No, Margaret, don't lie.
I'm not lying, Frank.
Well, what I would say to it when and Margaret would stand, I'd say to it, how do I catch, where do I go to Mr. Magoo?" And it would start laughing till it soiled itself.
That is an absolute lie.
Well, are you trying to tell me?
Frank, don't go there, or you're going to find yourself dangling out of a window when you wake up one morning.
What?
You remember that. You'll wake up and you'll be dangling out a three-story window. Hey.
I'll be dangling out of three. You're trying to tell me that you.
Oh, give it a rest, will you, Frank?
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, and I would say, look, Margaret's my wife, and it's my life, okay? I like to say my wife is my life, and they'll say, who? I'll say it right there. There it is.
Gee, thanks, Frank.
And anyway, so Point Magoo Naval Air Station, but for years and years, for 6, 7 years, I was walking around like a jackass with my thumb parked, going, where's Mr. Magoo when you need it? And people would go, you talk about a comic book? And I said, how dare you speak of our young fighting men like that? And
Frank even took to, didn't you walk around going, hey, didn't you walk around doing a Jim Backus?
who?
That's the guy that did the Mr. Magoo.
The guy that did Mr. Magoo, God Almighty.
The man that did the voice.
No. No, I mean, finally, a very, very wonderful man named Joe Sarge, who had been stationed at Point Magoo as a sea captain or some kind of, he was a naval aerial, what was he?
I think he was with the Blue Angels.
The Blue Angels is the Navy, right?
Yes.
Well, Joe Sarge, or whatever its name was, one day got in touch with me and said, "Gray, you are a real mess." And I said, "How's that?" It said, "No, it isn't called Mr. Magoo. It's Point Magoo." That's when I checked it out with it, and it said,
Frank's talking about me.
"Well, yeah." Anyway, it said, "Frank, that's what I've been trying to tell you for 6 years. Point Magoo Naval Air Station." So, without further ado, we're going to bring him on.
Well, we brought Joe. We called Joe up. Joe lives near us in Santa Monica, and he's long retired now. We thought we'd bring him on, and we can talk about a little bit about the good old days at Mr. Magoo. Not Mr. Magoo. God damn.
Point Magoo. Get a load of it, will you? All right, but I want to bring it on. It's a great friend, Joe Sarge. Come on, Joe.
This is wonderful, Frank and Margaret, to be here with you. I never thought that I listen all the time.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I listen to Phil's pod, but I never thought Frank... Well, how far away from me do you live, anyway?
Well, you live in PCH, don't you?
Yeah. Gabardine and I live on Pacific Coast Highway. We're near the Bottom Dollar Cafe. We've got a condominium over there.
Oh, the Bottom... Phil used to go to the Bottom Dollar. Is that a... That was a bluegrass place.
Well, I don't know if it exists anymore, but I always tell people that we're near the Bottom Dollar Cafe, and they go, you know, we don't know where that is. I said, it doesn't make any difference. Here's the address.
All right, so you tell them you're near a place that doesn't exist anymore, then you give them the actual address of the what is it again?
We have a town home. Why are you looking at my dick?
Joe, we're not in a bar room, all right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm not looking at your dick. I was looking you up and down the way I would any clown. It makes a statement of what I call the par excellence of the dumbassery. And you did it right there.
How do you figure that?
You said that you tell people...
Frank, we don't have to go through it.
Hold on, wait a minute. It never wants to... I've tried to tell it about you.
You don't have to tell Margaret anything about me. She knows me.
I know Joe very well.
Well, okay. Okay, but I said... Hey, look, that is the par excellence of dumbassery.
How you figure?
When you tell jackasses, I'm near the Bottom Dollar Cafe, which doesn't exist anymore, oh well, here's my address, you've turned a 360 on dumbass.
Frank, you're the most judgmental man I've ever... You know, it's a wonder I'm your friend. The way you judge and you point and you laugh... Like you did just then, staring at my penis.
I wasn't staring at your penis.
He wasn't. Frank looks people up and down.
Oh, okay. But I thought the eyes lingered.
My eyes didn't linger. You wish. You wish my eyes lingered on your wiener.
Are we really... Is this... Am I in the... Where am I?
You're at the Phil Henry Show Studios.
This looks like a hotel room.
Well, yes. These are the studios. The computer we're talking into, that's the studio. And this is a hotel room, yeah.
We're over here. This is near the Obido.
That's the first thing you got right. We're near Bobo River up here near Carboneria.
Well, no, I recognize Carboneria very well.
All right, let's get down to it, okay? Let's quit you two jackballs.
Yeah, it gets very jealous because it doesn't get to talk about... guy stuff.
No, I can talk about guys. In fact, Frank, back off, okay? Because Phil's got me hosting here, all right?
Yeah, okay. Sieg Heil.
That's really offensive to people that actually suffered under the Nazis.
Oh, God. God damn it. Oh, come on, Frank. Grow the fuck up, okay?
You can't say fuck even though we are on the internet.
Don't use those four-letter words because they offend me, Margaret Gray.
All right, I won't do that, but...
All right, so Joe, yes, we are here. So Joe, you were part of the Blue Angels.
Well, I wasn't really. I tell people, I had access to, as a command, I was a naval commander, and I was also a flight instructor. So there were different assets, shall we say, of the United States Navy, that I was allowed to utilize and occasionally I ran a little interference for the Blue Angels when the Blue Angels would appear, and they said, now here's Joe Sarge, and Joe's going to do a few flips and twists and turns before the Blue Angels come out and actually do the do.
All right, so what'd you do? You like warmed up the Blue Angels?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't like when they'd say, hey, Joe, go warm up the Blue Angels. I never liked that. I would say, hey, Joe, here comes Joe, the opening act for the Blue Angels.
What didn't you like about it?
Well, let me put it this way. If I said, hey, Margaret, why don't you go warm up the Blue Angels?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. There isn't, I'll tell you what, there's not a, you two guys, you there's not a sewer you walk by that you don't at least dip your big toe into. To see how it is, you know. Oh, a sewer. Yep, smells just like ass.
Do you love it? It tells you not to talk dirty.
God, why are you telling you not to talk filthy and you just went ahead and smell like ass?
That's tame compared to some of the garbage you guys do.
Margaret, you just went, that's patame.
No, I did not.
Well, that's distinctly what I heard.
I kind of heard it, too.
All right. I'm going to get this thing back on track because, as I said, and Frank, I want you to sit over there.
Oh, sure.
Sit over there, Frank. You're bugging me. Joe Sargent is our guest. Joe is a former United States Naval Airman and was stationed at Point Magoo. The reason why we got on the topic of Point Magoo was, and you became fast friends with Frank.
Oh, yeah. I loved Frank. I mean, look, Frank, where was it, Frank? It was one day we're in Santa Monica. It was right out there on Ocean. And I think we'd been at Peter's, that little breakfast place.
Yeah.
And I overheard you saying, I'm going to the Mr. Magoo Air Show. And I laughed so hard, I thought I was going to leave five different shades of, you know, of turd.
Would you please?
All right, I'm sorry, but that's...
That's what it told me, Margaret, when it told me, hey, Frank, you and I became friends when I heard you talk about the Mr. Magoo Air Show.
Right.
And it said, I almost crapped six shades of brown.
Yeah, I heard him the first time, Frank.
All right, I'll leave that out. But it was the funniest thing, Frank.
Well, look, I wasn't trying to be, but, you know, a lot of people say, hey, Frank, you're one of the funniest guys I ever met, and you don't even try to be funny. And I'm not sure, should I take that as an insult or what?
No, I wouldn't take that as an insult at all. You make people happy even when you're just being yourself, I think is the way I would take that.
Yeah.
So anyway, you overheard Frank.
I overheard Frank, he was saying, which way to the Mr. Magoo Air Show? And he was holding these tickets, and he was looking like he was flagging. He was standing at a bus stop. And I said, sir, it's called, and I went over. I said, sir, I got to tell you, it's called Point Magoo. And he said, oh, what is? I said, the Mr. Magoo, the Naval Air Station, Point Magoo. And Frank looked at me almost with tears in his eyes and said, thank you, thank you, thank you. He said, I want to go to the, he said, was again.
Right, I asked Joe, it's called a Point Magoo. And it said, yes, it's not Mr. Magoo. It's never been Mr. Magoo. And I said, you're certain of that? And it said, yes. And I said, my God, what hast thou wrought? You know?
Oh, don't get dramatic, Frank.
Well, that's how I felt. And I found myself flagging down a bus, and actually I wanted a cab. So the bus stopped, and I said, get lost to the bus, you know?
Right. You said that before you, when you were calling it Mr. Magoo, you were walking around like a dumbass.
Well, what happened was...
Well, Frank used to flag down buses when he wanted a cab, but it stopped that day that you told him it was not called Mr. Magoo, it was Point Magoo.
So what did that do? That kind of triggered, like, you got some brains?
I grew some brains that day, yes. And as I grew the brains, I went, wait, no, I don't want a bus. I want a cab. And then I got even smarter, and I decided I would get, you know, I'd hire a car and take it to the airport.
By the way, Joe, I've been hiring cars to go to the airport, limousines for different functions. Frank always wanted to catch a bus.
So, Frank, you were always...
Well, Mark would say to me, here's a limousine, you want to get in that? I didn't know, you know, God damn. What's that mean? Well, Frank, I mean, let me, come on. I mean, I've seen dumb and I've seen dumb. Yeah, but you helped me through it, Joe, when you pointed out Mr. Magoo to me.
What does that mean when you pointed out Mr. Magoo?
Well, here, let me pick it up. Well, see, the story goes, I'll do it. When I heard Frank say, I'm going to the Mr. Magoo Air Show, I walked over to him. He was trying to flag a bus. I said, sir, let me show you something. We walked into the Rexall drugstore. It used to be there at the corner of Montana.
Yes.
All right. And I walked in. I said, have you got an Archie comic book, anything, Casper the Friendly Ghost? They say, yeah. And I paged through the comics, and I found Mr. Magoo. It was an ad for, I don't know, pimple cream or something. Hi, I'm Mr. Magoo. Don't have a pimple. Well, I think it said more than don't have a pimple. Well, whatever it said. And I said, that's Mr. Magoo. And when Joe showed me Mr. Magoo and I looked at it, and I went, well, you lying, thieving.
It was an emotional moment for Frank.
Well, what did you do, Frank?
I got violent. I grabbed I got the picture of Mr. Magoo and crumbled it up in my hand.
Yeah, and then he asked, where's Mrs. Magoo? And I said, there isn't one.
I thought that Joe was lying, and I grabbed him by the lapels. I said, where is Mrs. Magoo? I'll ask the question one more time. And I could see tears forming in Joe's eyes when he said, there isn't no Mrs. Magoo. And I went, okay.
Right, yeah, he was about ready. He was going to knee me straight in the nuts. He was going to send my balls rocketing right up through the top of my head. And they might still be traveling in outer space.
Well, I got to tell you, this is Margaret Gray for The Phil Hendry Show. You've been listening to two of the stupidest bastards.
Oh, sure. Margaret, that is uncalled for.
You are two of the dumbest bastards I've ever talked to or heard in my life. You understand that? Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Joe Sarge here for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass. There are so many, so many, so many things to tell you about it. I was only turned on to Phil Hendry a few years ago, and I said, are you kidding me? This is amazing. There's thousands of hours of his Radio Hall of Fame radio show. There's thousands of hours of the digital cast, the Phil Hendry Show netcast.
There's also the podcast, Bobby Dooley, as well as Elcott the Next Step, and other great and interesting facets. Home movies, too, with Phil and the family. So go to the Phil Hendry Show website at philhendryshow.com. Joe?
Okay, philhendryshow.com, and get a subscription for a month or for a year. It's under $10 for a month, under $7 a month if you average it out over the course of the year. And Jack, you've never had it so good.
That's right. And as Phil has said, that you can't, if you stopped eating, going to the bathroom, and sleeping, it would still take you over a year to get to the Phil Hendry Show archives, get through all of them.
Now, I'm curious. Has anybody ever tried that?
I don't know.
Because I will. I mean, if someone want to pay.
No, I've asked Phil, will you pay someone? And he said, no, because I can't assume the insurance and the health, you know, the health code.
What?
Phil said he doesn't want people getting harmed. He doesn't want people hurting themselves doing all that. So, no, he has not made that challenge.
Well, what about somebody unofficial?
Well, that's where you come in, Joe. You've got guts to burn. You're up there with the Blue Angels, you know, and you're explaining Mr. Magoo. Then you come down to Earth. I think you're the guy to sit there and not go to the bathroom, eat, or sleep to get through the archives.
I'd be willing to do. I mean, not go to the bathroom. I mean, where would I be doing this? At your house?
Would it have to be at your house? Why?
I don't know. I mean, my wife's going to sit there. You think she's going to sit through me just shitting myself?
Hold on for a minute. The world famous Phil Hendry Show, the greatest value online other than porn. Jesus Christ. All right, we're back here on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray with Frank Gray and Joe Sarge. Joe and Frank have been friends, and we brought Joe on because Joe and Frank bonded. They initially met you guys met over the whole Mr. Magoo, Point Magoo.
Yeah, that's right. And no, we didn't buy it. It had nothing to do with Phil Hendry, although you were a Phil Hendry listener.
Yes, I was.
And I was, too. And that's when we said, well, I'll be we talked about a monkey uncle, and Joe made me laugh. It said, you know what, I'm not only the monkey's uncle, but I think I'm Aunt Monkey too. And I said, oh, you're the monkey's aunt. And it said, yes, I believe that I am. And we both laughed and laughed until the sun came up.
Uh-huh.
Why, what's wrong?
And you laughed and laughed till the sun came up.
We did. It was very funny. And from that day forward, I've always looked at Joe Sarge and I said, here comes the monkey's aunt.
That's great.
You know something, Margaret? Quit playing it high. Quit being high on the hog and thinking you're all this and a bag of goddamn chips.
Watch the language, Frank. You know something? We have people out there that don't like you taking the Lord's name.
Oh, my God.
Well, look, Frank, don't start crying.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Why are you crying?
Because I don't like what it says.
Anyway, Joe, it's been wonderful having you here. Frank, remembering those long ago days when you said to him the immortal words, it's not called Mr. Magoo, it's called Point Magoo Naval Air Station.
Yeah.
I wish Bud was here. Bud does that so well.
Yeah, Bud does the whole all right very well.
But you understand the point I'm making, right?
What, the point about what? This is where Margaret shakes its head like, you know, never mind, Frank. You're such a mental midget that I could be giving you vitamin after vitamin and making you protein shakes, and you'd still be only 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
Why would you applaud that?
Because that's you getting to it, Frank. I love that. You know, here with Phil Hendry.
Now, there's the cat right there.
We're looking at Thunder. Hi, Thunder. Hello, sweetheart. Hello, sweetie. Thunder is not... The house that Thunder grew up in is no more. Thunder is here in a hotel room, but there's that nice big patio, Thunder. Don't you want to go out?
No. I watched Phil walk Thunder out onto the patio, and Thunder would have none of it. Thunder just kind of did the whole, and ran away.
Well, I think that Thunder doesn't mind Phil carrying her, but she doesn't like being taken out to the thing.
Yeah. Our next guest is a gentleman who needs no introduction, and we want to talk to him about the forthcoming summer, because it spends the better part of the summer working at Subway sandwich shop.
Subway sandwich, Frank.
Oh, it's right. And it's Coach Vernon Dozier. Hi, Coach. Hi, how you doing? We're great. Ms. Gray, I saw you over there. I'm sorry. How are you?
I'm fine, Coach.
I want to do it. All right. We're bringing on Coach Dozier because, Coach, this is the time of year that you're making the big footlongs.
Yeah, and I think people who've listened to me down through the years know that I hate that. I do it for extra money. Even though I work at a private school, they don't pay all that much. And so I have to take a second job working at Subway, putting together the tunas, putting together the footlongs, putting together the Italian subs, slapping the salami on it, and doing all that. The thing that I don't like, as you know, is when the parents come in.
Well, I want to talk about, so you got to, you do the, but you don't do football anymore, do you?
No, I retired from football about 3 seasons ago, but doesn't matter. When the parents come in, they say, hey, there's Coach Dozier, and they blame me for everything that goes wrong with the football team.
Now, I understand that Coach Jason Moron was fired.
Moron was fired. Then I came back for a season, and now we have Coach Beetle Beanin.
What is that, his first or last name?
That's his last name. Beetle Beanin is his coach, Guy Beetle Beanin.
What kind of a name is that?
Who cares? I mean, he's the coach, and I think he's a very good coach. I think he's going to be good for the team.
So do you think the team will be doing well next season?
I think so. I think the team is. Coach Beetle Beanin has professional football experience. He was an assistant coach with the Chicago Bears. He was also in something called the UFL, United Football League.
Oh, so this guy is coming into the high school ranks. Well, you coach pro ball, didn't you?
I did. I coached the USFL, the old USFL. I coached the LA Express, and I was with the Portland Breakers. They started out as the Boston Breakers, and I joined them in the New Orleans Breakers, and then went on to Portland.
What?
Never mind.
Never mind, Frank. So, and you coached college?
I did. I coached in college ball as well, and I was an assistant in Canada, where I played.
You played pro ball in Canada.
Hold on. That's the thing I want to know about. Because, we love you, Coach. You played in pro ball in Canada. Now, I understand Canada, that the way they play football up there, man. No, it's a perfectly fine game. Canadian football is great. Well, don't they play, they have a rec, don't they have some field that doesn't look right? They have a 55, get a load of this guy.
Frank, just listen, will you?
The field in Canada is 110 yards long.
Oh, okay, that's the thing. And the other thing that they do is they have a 110-yard long field, and don't they run out of bounds?
No, Frank. Wait, let me just explain.
Frank, let him explain, because you obviously don't know.
I swear to God, the guy said, you run out of bounds and you run back in?
No, not a chance. There's 12 men to a side in football, in Canadian football, as opposed to 11 in American football. You are allowed 3 downs, that's it. 3 downs, yeah.
Hey, let me ask. There was a joke that, you remember Teddy Gleeback?
Yes.
Teddy said, it's third down and here comes Hugh Downs. Jesus.
You thought that was funny, huh?
Oh, I guess you got to explain to the young people. Hugh Downs was the host of Concentration, and was also on a new show on NBC.
And they don't even know what Concentration is.
Concentration was a game show. Hugh Downs, but all right, go ahead.
Fuck. He gets to say the F word.
Frank, you say that one more time. I'm going to lift you up with one hand. While my other hand is combing my hair, this hand will lift you off the ground. I'll walk you over to the balcony.
Let me guess, you'll drop me off the edge of the balcony. It's only one floor down into a pool.
Into a poo?
You're talking about a pool. Yeah.
All right, fuck. We're having a great time here, Coach. So anyway, Coach, Canada.
Yeah, so Canadian football, you played three downs, 12 aside, and I had a great time.
Who did you play for?
I played for the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and I played for the Saskatchewan. Now I'm settling. Every time I'm around Frank.
Why, what's the problem?
Every time I'm around you, I can't say Saskatchewan. Oh, you're talking about this is the team that Coach Dozier played for in the Canadian Football League was the Saskatchewan.
Who? Are you mental midgets trying to say Saskatchewan?
Yeah, right there. That's it, Saskatchewan.
Oh, no. Well, what do you mean mental midget? Frank, you can't even pronounce Saskatchewan, can you?
Yes, I can. I choose to be more elegant and just say Saskatchewan.
Where is that? What planet's that on?
That is the name. Frank thinks that he's invented a new name for Saskatchewan.
Well, just because you know how to do it good.
Anyway, folks, we want to thank you, Coach. Look, we're looking forward to the football season next year with the new coach, Guy Beetlebedine or something.
Yeah, I gotta look it up again, but I just got the memo today.
And thank you for joining us, although I'm not sure what it is we brought you on to talk about.
Well, you wanted to talk to me.
Oh, yeah, that's right, making the footlongs. Are you going to... the thing that you were concerned about with the parents...
Yes, that's right. I mean, those are the people that come in. They go, hey, Coach, how come the football team this and how come the football team that? And I said, do I look like Andrew Siciliano with the two large ears? Just, yay, yeah. And they say, well, Coach, we want to know. And I said, just shut the hell. Just get away from me, will you? And then I got to make their footlongs.
So you're very contentious with the parents.
It's one of the parts of the job of working at Subway in the summer, these parents coming in and saying, boy, the team really blew just baboon after baboon last year. And I'll say, well, what are you looking at me for? I haven't been coached since like 2022. And they'll go, because somehow we feel you're responsible. And that's when I'll throw down the roll that I'm working on, or I'll take the tuna sub that I'm working on, just throw it into the garbage and walk out to the back and just stare at the sky.
What are you thinking about?
Just my life.
You take a foot long that you've already been working on.
That's right. And throw it into the garbage.
Now what happens to the guy that wants that?
Who?
What happens to the guy that ordered that footlong? What does it say?
I'll go back into the kitchen and I'll say, do you want something?
You saying that to the guy that ordered it?
Yeah, and it'll say, he'll say, yeah, I ordered a footlong. Oh, I'm sorry, I threw it in the garbage. Let me start on a new one.
Oh, my God, did they report you?
They try, but the manager and I are tight, you know, so I get them tickets to King games and stuff.
Well, listen, it's been great having you on here, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach Vernon Dozier, ladies and gentlemen, joining us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. That's all the time we have. We thank you. You can also email us questions where did they email the show?
You email it to phil@philhenryshow.com. phil@philhenryshow.com, I guess, is going to answer.
I don't even know if Phil checks that email, but you can ask him questions there. And... Well, that's all the time we have. That's all the time that we have the time for. I don't know what I'm saying.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry, who had nothing to do with the show tonight. But we have to say, as executive producer, thanks so much to Joe Sarget. Thanks to Vernon Dozier. I'm Frank Gray.
Yep, that's you are.
Yeah, and that's it. Right there, that's my wife. And I love it to death. The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Get a subscription today to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com and all of the fun, frivolity, and gleeful times that they have over there. It's just, oh, man. It's almost like I got to loosen my pants just to, because the joy is beginning to expand.